are the New York Knicks.
I'm back. Back in the New York.
Well, it's the Knicks.
New York, New York.
New York be about the Knicks, huh?
But the best thing about New York City is
K-N-I-C-K-S.
Everybody say go New York, go New York, go!
Hey, it's the New York Knicks podcast, episode 312.
Yes! We are back. And when I say back, I mean back this week like we always are.
Yeah.
I want to start the show off. The NBA season has just started. We haven't done our previews yet, and this is going to be your show where we're going to talk about our previews for the whole season, and I want to get from you, Jay, your prediction for the finals. Not the playoffs, the finals. Because I have my prediction. I'm going to tell you who's going to win in the finals. So you can go first. My answer will be superior.
Okay.
My prediction will be superior. But go. Who's going to be in the finals, Jay?
I know what your prediction is going to be already, but I'm going to go with the Cavs.
Yeah.
And the Spurs.
Okay. And who's going to win this?
The Spurs.
Okay. Okay. What's my prediction going to be?
Golden State.
Reasonable. I was going to take San Antonio, but go on.
And the Knicks.
I think the Knicks are going to lose in the conference finals. The team that I have beating the Knicks in the conference finals, which I have beating the Spurs in five games. It's not quite a team, as in one guy, the Beast, will win the NBA title himself. He will break off from the Raptors midseason, and with his 14 points a game on 5 of 14 shooting, he will roar.
All right, so we got a ton of stuff to do today. And
You don't think I'm going to go to the finals, Jay? I'm going to dominate. Who's going to do? I am a beast. I do everything on the court. I think Steven said, I do everything that makes the team win. I think he said, the beast is willing to do things that others are not willing to do. Like eat garbage.
All right, okay, let's move on.
Okay. The Knicks played their first game last night. They played the Bucks, and they treated the Bucks like Jason Kidd treats his ex-wives. too soon or too long ago?
Something.
So last night, Melo and Porzingis combined for, I think, 4 for 80 from the floor, and then the Knicks won by 25. So it makes sense, right?
They were 7 for 27.
7 for 27. So, Porzingis actually got to the line a lot.
Yeah, he took 12 free throws, hit 9 of them, which is awesome. 7-footers don't usually shoot 75% from free throw.
Apparently, there's something with Porzingis that apparently, like, you look at him on the court and you're like, I gotta foul this guy.
Yeah, maybe he just looks punchable to other players, but
they were
hacking him.
It can't be illegal to foul him. He's so cuddly and big. Foul,
is there something about
foul.
Awkward white guys? Because Gallinari drew a lot of free throws when he was here too.
Yeah, there is something about awkward European white guys know how to look awkward enough to get fouled.
Yeah.
I have to say that when his first points in the game, so he missed the first couple shots, and his first points of the game, he got the ball in the corner and was like, screw this, I am scoring. And took it to the basket. I was pretty impressed with that.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a nice drive. I made a vine of it.
Kept it for posterity. I hate to see what you were actually doing while you were watching that vine, but that's cool. We don't need to talk about that.
We are NY Knicks podcast on Vine. We were wrong, I think. I think we were wrong about Derek Williams.
Hang on. To be fair, we were not wrong about Derek Williams. You were kind of wrong about Derek Williams.
Oh, come on. Don't make me go back to the audio.
Oh, well, you can go back to any. I think I came. None of us.
Name the episode where you're like, oh, we got Derek Williams. That's so great. I'm so happy we got Derek Williams.
I believe my words were something along the lines of, hey, it's a worthwhile gamble. He's a high pick.
Oh, I remember something along the lines of that's so full of crap. You never said that.
Oh, okay, cool. I believe you the entire time. And no matter what I said the first time, because we can never find that audio.
Somebody clip it and send it to us. I'm going to play it next
episode. No one listens to our show. No one's willing to do that. ever since the preseason, I've come around and go, hey, this guy's got real basketball skills. He kind of looks awesome. Whereas I believe your reaction to him was, he's the worst thing I've ever seen score 20 points in a basketball game.
Kind of.
What did you call him? You were which guy who chokes their coaches in the Philippines did you refer to him as?
Oh, Balkman.
Yeah, you were like, this is Balkman. And that is not, he is apparently not. Are you convinced now that he's not Balkman?
Not fully, but if he does it again tonight, I'll be fully convinced.
I mean, he did not look like Balkman there.
No, he didn't.
He got, what did he get, 20? He was also
24 points. Got to a lot. He took 9 free throws.
He looked at me and he didn't look like, I'm not saying he's an all-star. I think he's far from an all-star, but he looked pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, if he could keep doing this, that changes the entire outlook of the season. Also, another big plus. It looks like Galloway learned how to shoot.
Yes. You know, Galloway shot like 50% from the line in the preseason, but we just said, well, that didn't really happen. But now I'm starting to think that really did happen.
Yeah. I mean, he had his first 4 threes. It was getting pretty excited. And he hit his first one today.
Yeah, that's pretty darn good. What the hell?
What?
I'm trying to watch the Knick game on the MSG app while we watch, and I don't know why it is not on.
Steven said Jay said that he has brown dingleberries for hair. Thoughts?
Is the game on ESPN?
No, it's on TBS, TNT.
Oh, it's on TNT. That's why I'm not getting this stupid game.
Because
I was like, they're really doing a lot of interviews with Derek Fisher, and they're doing a lot of interviews. They're talking a lot about the team for a game going on.
Why does TNT like to torture us and have Reggie Miller do all their games?
I don't know.
He is the worst.
I mean, I know we've talked about that before, but it's just mean having Reggie Miller do the games.
Seriously.
I don't know who the equivalent would be right now. I guess the equivalent would be having a, based on last season, the equivalent would be having an NBA player do it, because any NBA player that played the Knicks last year was pretty good against us. So right now, the Hawks and the Knicks, it's 30-28. It is a close game, and the Knicks are going to go 82-0. So what do you want to do right now? Do you want to talk about around the league or just keep talking about the Knicks? I think one of the things we want to do was talk about the power rankings. Do you have those up, Jay?
Yes, I do. Let me get last year's up.
Okay. So Jay does the power rankings. Every week he ranks the Knicks players for where they are just on the team, basically. And while, especially last season, you may say, why is Jay doing this every week? You can just say the team's a total shitball every week and just call it end.
Well, that was the challenging part.
So we feel it's going to be really fun this year. And hopefully the team's going to be a lot better this season, hopefully. And if not, we might just kill ourselves. But if we don't kill ourselves, the team is better. It's going to be very fun comparing this year's team to the turd we had last season.
So if you want to see the power rankings, they're on our website, thenewyorkknickspodcast.com. I post them every Tuesday. And I thought the most interesting thing comparing week one from last year and this year was that there was only 3 guys on our opening day roster from last year that are still on the team.
That is quite...
Can you name the 3?
The 3 guys that are on the opening day roster, Calderon, Mello. The third one's probably the challenging one.
Yeah.
And this shouldn't be this challenging.
Isn't it amazing that there's only 3, though? Like, what other team does that?
I'm actually right now amazed that there's a third one. There's from the opening roster. So Lance was Langston Galloway wasn't on the opening roster.
No.
He was in the D League. You're not counting him.
He wasn't on the opening roster, no.
No, okay. So.
And Lance Thomas came in the trade.
Yeah, I know. Lance Thomas came in the trade. I can tell you where all the guys came. That's the problem. Lance Thomas was in the trade. Adminson was also in the trade.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not gonna look at the roster. Are you counting Derek Fisher?
No. No. Coach and staff don't count.
Okay. There's a third player on the Knicks right now that was on the team last season.
I don't think you're gonna get it.
I mean, I know the roster. It shouldn't be that hard. It's obviously not Melo. It's not Melo and Calderon, we said already.
Yeah.
It's not Lopez. It's not Porzingis. It's not Aflalo. It's not Vucevic, whatever the hell his name is. It's not
Vujicic. We got to stop doing that. I do the same thing.
He actually looked kind of decent last night. It's not Edmondson. It's not. Oh, early.
Yes.
Holy crap, that was so hard. I don't know why that was so hard. You know why it was so hard? They didn't play early last night. Early looked okay in the preseason. I'm surprised he didn't get any playing time.
Everyone else was playing good. I think if some other guys sucked last night, then he would have got time. But
Do you think that Derek Fisher thinks Lance Thomas is early? Is that the confusion? Because why is Lance Thomas allowed on the court?
I don't know. I mean, I'm glad he went 5 for 5 yesterday, but I still don't want him on the court.
Was he 5 for 5?
Yeah, it was the quietest 5 for 5 I've ever seen. I still don't want him on the court, though.
Wow. 5 for 5? I'm looking this up. Yeah, wow. That was actually pretty good. I knew he was actually up there in scoring. Melo was fifth on the team in scoring, which I feel like that means a good thing for the Knicks. I feel like the Knicks should do well if Melo's fifth in scoring. If they're winning, yeah. I mean, Melo was 4 for 16 last night. I'm pretty sure in the entire time Melo's been here, we've not won a game where he was 4 for 16.
Yeah, normally Melo goes 4 for 16 and the Knicks lose by 25.
Yeah, normally like, and 12 of those shots are like the slowest isolation plays you've ever seen, and you like want to shoot yourself while watching and keep screaming, pass to anyone else. You know what? Here's the thing for the Hawks. The Bucks, they were like, we got the scouting report from ESPN. So it says here, the Knicks have no bench, they play no defense, and all we have to do is make J.R. Barks do something stupid, because that's it. By the way, the Knicks are in the lead now. Oh, the Knicks are in the lead. Derek Williams had a steal. I love Derek Williams. Anyway, I turned on the love for Derek Williams a lot sooner than you, so you have to apologize, and I'm going to go on with my man crush for Derek Williams now.
Okay, so let's do this quick. We got a lot to cover today. Power rankings last year to this year.
Oh, can you just make a phone call real quick?
We'll do one just so you leave me alone the rest of the episode.
Okay. Can you dial this can't be. That's enough. Okay. 512.
Yeah.
821.
Mm-hmm.
0.
Mm-hmm.
0.
Yeah.
2.
You could do it a little faster.
2.
This is Man on the Street. We're seeing what the local people think of the Knicks.
What do the local people think of the Knicks?
Apparently they're watching the Knicks game.
Great.
Okay.
Bamboo Bistro in Austin, Texas. Can you please pick up your phone?
All right. So back to the power rankings.
That was the worst.
Yeah.
If you decide you want to give us a phone number to call, make it a phone number where they might answer the phone at night. back to the power rankings.
All right. So same number one guy, Melo.
Okay, Melo. Okay, that seems good. Let's see. We'll go from there. Number two.
What do you want to do? What, you want me to read this year's?
Oh, you know what? I should kind of have up in front of me to make it like, or else this bit's going to be terrible.
Uh-huh.
What's our website?
You're serious, right?
No, I'm just pulling it up. I spelled it wrong.
I wasn't a homer. I had Porzingis as 7th. This week.
Okay, you know what? Here's what we'll do. I got the rankings up. You do the old ones. I did the new ones. And let's just compare how insane it is.
Okay.
Number one, I got Melo.
Yeah, Melo.
Okay. Number two, I got Robin Lopez. Nice, solid defender at center. Can put some baskets in. What do you got?
The exact opposite. Amari.
Okay. I got Kyle O'Quinn at number three, who looks like a solid guy off the bench. He can rebound. He can score. What do you got?
J.R. Smith.
That was our number three.
Yeah. It goes downhill real quick from here.
It goes downhill from there. Okay, number four. I got Jerian Grant. Ryan Grant, he looked great in his first game. He looks like he's got a lot of poise. He's going to be basically our future point guard. What do you got?
Iman Shumpert. Let's hope he actually makes the leap this year is the comment.
Yeah, I think that's going to be the comment for his entire career. I know he's been in the league for like 12 years now and injured for 10 of them, but hopefully he makes the leap this year. Number five, we got Langston Galloway, who was hitting his threes last night and looks like he's a hell of a defender.
I have Calderon, a year younger Calderon.
Okay. I think he was injured the entire season.
Yep.
Which was helpful. And he plays not a lick of defense. So that makes sense why he would be number five for us. Number six we got here, Derek Williams, which could have been higher from the rankings and looks like a stud off the bench.
This was pre-game one when I made these.
Yes, yes, pre-game one. Okay.
Tim Hardaway Jr.
could shoot a three-pointer some of the time and do nothing else helpful for anyone on the basketball court.
It's going to get depressing from here on out.
Seven, we got our well, it's not depressing because this is this year's.
Yeah,
number seven, Porzingis. He looks like he could be a stud if he stays healthy. That super athletic, big 7-footer. 7'3" guy.
Well, last year we had a 7-footer too. It was Samuel Dalembert, who just got... where are they now? Just got cut from Dallas for being too fat to play basketball.
Too fat to play basketball. Samuel Dalembert. I've stopped picking him in fantasy every year because I know he's just not going to reach his potential.
Yeah.
Number eight, we have Jose Calderon, and this one is healthy.
I have Quincy Acey.
Quincy Acey. He could never get minutes in Sacramento for a good reason.
Is he even in the NBA right now?
Where are they now? We're not going to look this up. Number nine, Cleanthony Early. Looks like he has some potential. The list is getting a little weaker from here. What do you got, number nine?
I have Shane Larkin, who can't even get any minutes on a Brooklyn team that doesn't have a point guard.
No, he did play in the Nets last night, and poorly. by the way, Bargs played for the Nets last night, and he got some points. There's a great vine of him missing a three by a lot. And Lina Hollins looking like he wanted to end his life.
That's such an amazing clip.
Just the frustration. He's like, oh my God, I've got 81 more of these games.
You can see that on our Twitter at NY Knicks Podcast.
Okay.
I'm peppering in all our things just so we don't list them at the end and everyone just turns it off.
Okay. So I think people get the rankings. The Knicks look a lot better this year, Jay, after one game. And mind you, the Knicks are now losing to the Hawks by 5 points. Do you think, based on that one game, I think your prediction originally was the Knicks were going to win like 32 games, right? Was that your prediction?
No. I had them high 30s, like 38.
Okay. Based on one game, are you going to overreact or you think the Knicks are really going to be around where you said?
Around where I said.
Okay. Last year, the Knicks were 2-1. We got excited. We even said Quincy Acey was a good find. Are we going to overreacting by getting too excited over game one?
No.
They beat a Bucks team that was, obviously the Knicks last year in that first three games beat Cleveland, but they beat a Bucks team that's supposed to be very good.
They were missing three guys, though.
We were missing three guys also.
True.
We were missing our starting shooting guard.
Yeah.
And, they were missing their Greek Salad older brother, and then they were missing O.J. Mayo, which is probably usually a plus.
Yeah.
So I don't get the Knicks are always missing guys. The Knicks are never healthy. So, by the way, Aflalo, over under one.
One game played?
One game healthy.
Oh, one game. So you're saying he's going to play injured?
Yes. He'll play. It'll be miserable performances. And we're like, oh, he's got this nagging injury. He's never going to rest and he's going to destroy us with. What do you think? By the way, Melo just dived in the ground for a ball.
That's good. Now, if he can start shooting well again.
Yes.
Two for seven.
Ball, then dive for the ball. Yes. It would be nice in the preseason, Melo was on fire, and apparently he doesn't like to play with fire because he's done shooting well. I don't know. I would like to see the Melo from the preseason. He was like he couldn't miss, which would be nice to have.
I do like this defensive effort. He's 2 for 8 now. I do like this defensive effort, but yeah, he's got to get a shot back, or this I'm going to have to lower my expectations.
Lowered expectations. Hey, you know, I know the Hawks game is going on already, but I think you said you wanted to get the preview from ESPN for tonight's game.
Oh yeah.
Hi, Jay. It's Sir Insider, and I'm back to give you the preview for the tonight's game. I'm thank you for having me on the show. I want to promote my website, ESPN.com. I'm not too sure if you've heard of it, but we have articles by me, Sir Insider, and I'd like to tell you all about tonight's Knicks game.
Cool, yeah. I mean, the game's on right now. I just wanted to get a little background on each team and take a look at the matchup, so I came to your site.
Yes, so I've got to tell you, Jay, that there's a lot of things on our site that we don't give away. There's some paid content, and when I'm giving the preview, I'm not going to basically reveal information we already are on our website that you have to pay for. Is that okay?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Let's see what you have.
Ask me about tonight's game.
Okay, well, tell me about some key matchups.
Okay, tonight the Knicks are playing paid content. It should be a really awesome paid content. Hopefully, the Knicks will get paid content. Getting there will be paid content. We really need Lance paid content to on the bench paid content. The Atlanta paid content will look to paid content. Really attack that paid content. Should be a great matchup, but whoever puts the paid content through the hoop more will win.
I noticed there was some gaps in the information there.
I thought that was a very comprehensive. We have our writers working around the clock to paid content the work.
You realize you could go to any other site and get that for free.
I don't think there's any other site that puts as much work as we do in our articles, and that's why we charge. Our analysis is beyond what you would normally get. I mean, you heard when I was talking about the Knicks and their paid content weakness, about paid content, injury, paid content, leg cut off.
Who are these people that are paying for this, really?
We make a handsome living, and we cannot reveal our numbers, but there are probably more downloads than more people that download your show. And your show is free, right?
Well, I can't argue with that logic.
Maybe you should start adding insider content for your site. If you want to paid me, I could add some of my insider content to your show, and it would take off like a storm.
I'd love to see how many downloads we get if we charge $1 an episode.
Yes. You'd be surprised.
All right, let's move on. Get out of here, okay. Sir Insider.
Okay. I'm going to tell paid content about paid content. Paid content.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, so let's do some Twitter questions, and then we'll do our predictions.
That sounds like an idea.
All right. Brendan Pratt.
Are we doing a meetup?
Yes. Oh, yeah, big announcement. We're doing a meetup. It's official. We're doing
Where's the meetup? Please tell everyone.
We're doing a meetup on Friday the 13th. We're going to have to post this on the website and the Facebook and Twitter.
Okay.
We got to remember that. The meetup is Friday the 13th. What's the name of the place?
Are you for real?
Yeah. I don't have the information.
Oh, okay. The name of the place is Playhouse Tavern something or other. I'm terrible.
Playwright
Tavern. It's on 35th and 5th. They have a bunch of TVs. They have beer. They have food if you like it. We're going to get together on November 13th. It'll be Jay. It'll be I. And it'll be...
Probably maybe, at least two other people. At least.
And probably at least two other people are going to come and check out the game with us. And that would be freaking awesome to meet you guys in person. If you're going to shiv someone, use the knife on Jay first so I can escape. I remember I have kids.
I went through 4 years of grad school, and I'm so close to graduating. So probably don't shiv me either.
I have kids. Jay's just like, I mean, his girlfriend will move on. He's got a cat. Come on. Do we want to, before we go to Twitter, do you want to thank someone for the next season?
Yes. So, by the way, there's a couple playwrights in New York City. There's the one on 35th Street.
We'll post this somewhere, hopefully.
Yeah, we're going to post it everywhere. The Playwright Irish Pub on 35th Street. You can email us, nynixpodcast@gmail.com, if you can't Google Playwright 35th Street. I'll tell
okay.
you to do that.
Okay.
All right. So, next bit. Jesus, next we got bit. A lot of stuff going on here.
Okay.
Okay. So, we forgot before the season started to pray to the basketball gods. So we're going to do that right now.
Where's the music?
Well, we got to pray to summon them.
Do you have music to start the...
Yeah, don't we say like, oh, basketball gods, are you there?
Oh, is that the music? I thought you had like a... like.
I do, and then they come. This is how it works. We've done this before.
Okay, let's do this.
Oh, basketball gods.
Jay and I
have
practiced this. Oh, basketball gods.
just come back.
Totally. Reorient.
Hello, Mark and Jay, and the rest of you New York Knicks podcasters. You have awoken me. It is I, the basketball god.
All right, basketball god. First, we wanted to thank you for the gifts we have received.
The gifts we've received. Yes, we have received Derek Williams.
We have received Galloway getting a long three-point shot.
Yeah, he looks pretty good. Derek Williams, trying to discover his career, has looked kind of good so far.
And, of course, the Porzingod. We have to thank you for that.
Yes, yes. The Porzingod looks like he is a blessing. Kyle O'Quinn looks makes me happy. Gives me my O face.
And also getting another draft pick and drafting Grant. So we want to thank you, basketball gods, for all that.
You have blessed us not with one draft pick, but two draft picks this year. We were not worthy. We gave you a Tim Hardaway. Usually you give a Tim Hardaway, you get kind of garbage or Landry Fields back.
Yes.
But we are blessed. By the way, the Knicks are down by 11 tonight, which is rooting my optimism, basketball gods. Basketball gods, why can't we win every game?
So I would like to pray for a win streak sooner
yes.
than later.
I would like to pray for multiple win streaks of 3 or 4 games each.
I would like to pray for Melo finding his shot without Galloway losing his.
Yes, I would like to pray for the Knicks finding their defense without forgetting how to play offense.
I would like to pray for Aflalo to not be injured the entire season.
I would like to pray for Calderon's health, but not at the expense of Aflalo's health.
I would like to pray for Fisher to realize that Lance Thomas is probably the worst player on the team and not play him.
I'd like to pray for Lou Adamson to never figure out how to get on the court.
Oh, no. Ignore that one, basketball god.
Oh, come on.
Everyone loves Lou. We love Lou.
I want to pray for Cleanthony Early to get to.
Can you just have Lance Thomas's minutes?
Yes, to have Lance Thomas's minutes. I want to pray for Robin Lopez to have all the health that has eluded Brooke all these years. Basketball gods, we love you, basketball gods. Please don't make us curse at you next episode.
All right.
There yes.
Twitter.
It'd be nice. Also, hang on. Can you just dial this phone number for me? 214. Someone gave me a number before and it didn't work. So I'm trying a different number. 214. Mm-hmm. 742-8200.
Man on the street. Seeing what the local people think about the Knicks.
Good evening from the Adolphus. This is Lisa. May I assist you?
Hi. How impressed were you with the Knicks last night?
I'm sorry?
Do you think the Knicks, their beatdown of the Bucks, was that impressive? Were you excited by that?
You said, was I excited about what?
The Knicks beating the Bucks last night.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Oh, it was such a good game. I thought the Knicks were going to lose to the Bucks, but the Knicks beat them. What do you predict the Knicks this season? Are the Knicks going to make the playoffs?
I'm not. I don't know. I don't do. That's basketball, right?
Yeah, that's basketball.
I'm not a fan of basketball like I am football.
Oh, okay. Well, then, if the Knicks played football, they'd make the playoffs.
Possibility.
Who's your favorite Knick?
What is my favorite who?
Knicks player. Who's your favorite Knicks player?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know anything about the Knicks.
How many wins do you think they're going to get this year?
you just going with it because I don't know. How may I help you?
Do you think Porzingis is going to win Rookie of the Year?
I'm not for sure. How may I help you, sir?
Do you think he's like would you call him Porzingod or Zingis? Is that a better nickname? Which is a better nickname, Zingis or Porzingod?
I'm not for sure.
Or do you like this first name? People don't really call him Kristaps that often. Would you call him Kristaps?
Hold on one moment.
Okay, we're just hanging up. The bit's over.
Okay. That was the French Room in Dallas. It's one of the finest restaurants, according to TripAdvisor.
There we go.
And I don't know who that guy who's answering the phone. I don't know. If you have places you want us to call to ask about the word in the street, let us know. We'll call those places because we like to annoy people.
All right.
Go to Twitter.
I think we're doing all right. We're 30 minutes. We're trying to keep this to an hour. That's why I keep pushing. I think we're doing okay.
Yeah. By the way, last night the Knicks bench had 73 points.
That's ridiculous. That is crazy.
Last year, between the game one and the All-Star break, I think the Knicks had 73 bench points off the bench. Around.
So. I'm going to go out on a limb and say if the Knicks have 73 bench points, they're not going to lose those games.
Yes. I think they have a pretty solid second unit, though the Hawks are disagreeing tonight.
No, it's their first unit that's doing bad. The second unit's kind of holding their own.
Yeah, well, Derek Williams only has 5 points tonight versus he had like 15 by this point.
Yeah,
last time.
Melo's up to 3 for 11, so that's no good.
I was worried before the season started that Melo would be injured. I guess like coming off slow, coming back from injury. And so far he's like 5 for 40 shooting. So I guess I had no reason to be worried.
Yeah.
He got his top notch shooting. So should we do a Twitter question, then do our season previews?
So Twitter and emails, then season preview, and then Facebook.
That sounds like a plan.
Okay. Brendan Proud writes, should D. Will start? If yes, where would he fit? I'm thinking he could only fit at shooting guard. Other positions filled.
I don't like the name D. Will. We got to get a better name for him.
How about Stupid Hair McGee?
Stupid Hair McGee. I like having Stupid Hair McGee in the second unit because the second unit needs a scorer.
Yeah, so, I feel like him and Melo will kind of get in each other's way.
I don't even know if it would be that bad, but I feel like I kind of like the idea of having Porzingis in the first unit because he's got some veterans to play with. I think that was a smart move, and I also like the fact that when Melo's off the court, you got Derek Williams who kind of can be the go-to guy, or Stupid Hair McGee can be the go-to guy for scoring then.
Let's start a movement right now for Stupid Hair McGee.
Stupid Hair McGee. Do you think he's going to like take that nickname?
Yo, these guys for the Knicks podcast started my nickname, Stupid Hair McGee. I think I like it. I'm going to go with it.
I'm Derek. Derek, can we talk to you after the game? I don't go by Derek now. You have to call me Stupid Hair McGee. Okay. Should we call you Mr. Stupid? Mr. Stupid's fine.
If I could just hear Clyde say Stupid Hair McGee once in my life, I think that would – I could die happy.
Oh, posting and toasting to the basket, Stupid Hair McGee. He's rolling and McGeeing.
That young neophyte, Stupid Hair McGee.
In my day, the only thing colorful was our jackets. But whatever the hell he did to his hair, he must be I feel like I'm on acid right now. Anyway.
Brennan writes, give Melbourne listeners a shout-out, hashtag Burn City.
Burn City. I actually studied abroad in Melbourne, so I spent 6 months there when I was a lad.
I did not know that. We have a Stupid Hair McGee for the win in the chat room.
What's Nick? I have asked fans, what nickname do you like better, Stupid Hair McGee or the Beast? Who's got the better nickname? in our nickname war.
T. Sully writes, how much has Derek Williams surprised you since the signing? Maybe he sucked because he was on the Kings, which happened.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty easy to suck on the Kings. Willie Cauley-Stein looked pretty bad in his first game, and DeMarcus Cousins has so much talent, but the Kings keep losing.
He was also on Minnesota, and he sucked there too.
So they pretty much have put him in like the teams that have the worst cultures, and just the worst teams that just are destined to be black holes for winning.
That's true.
So in his defense, I mean, I guess like the Knicks were like, let's go out and try to win tonight. And the Timberwolves were like, let's go out and try to end the season sooner.
Yeah.
Let's go out and just like put in our 48 minutes and like, let's get to the bar after. The Timberwolves, I thought going in the year, they would be a better team. They have all these young guys, like top draft picks. And like every year you think they're going to be good. One game in, I'm just convinced Timberwolves are going to be terrible again. I don't know what the hell they're doing over there.
Last year they got decimated by injuries.
I think they're going to be decimated by whatever. Well, I guess I shouldn't rip on them right after passing out their coach.
I mean, they have Rubio, Kevin Martin, Wiggins, Towns.
The team, Pekovic, the team is like stacked with talent.
Yeah.
And I think they're going to be terrible again.
Yeah, probably. I mean, they only beat the Lakers by a last-second play last night. That's not a good sign.
I mean, the Lakers-Minnesota game, like, it just seemed like two teams are going to basically be in the cellar playing each other.
Oh, and if you want to make yourself feel better about Porzingis, Okafor had 8 turnovers and Moutier had 11.
Yeah.
The most turnovers.
D'Angelo Russell didn't look very good either.
Yeah.
Pretty much every rookie pretty much sucked last night besides Porzingis, so...
Charlie Becker writes, if Williams and O'Quinn continue to play well, we'll eventually start or Fish won't rock the boat when the Knicks are winning.
I again think it's going to be – I think he's going to say, hey, I'd rather have these guys in the second unit because now we have a decent second unit.
I think they also have good cohesion. I think they play well together.
Yeah, I kind of even like – the real question I think is the real first move is like Grant cracking the starting lineup, I feel.
Yeah, maybe Grant Galloway instead of Calderon Vujicic.
Yeah, well, it'd be nice. I think having a Aflalo, I think missing a Aflalo is going to be, it's going to hurt us.
Yeah.
That would make a big difference. I feel like, I guess Calderon or Grant might crack the starting lineup. I like those two. It would be an excellent twosome to have in your bat, it'd be excellent to have those guys in the second unit if Aflalo was back.
The Pharaoh writes, why does Porzingis fall on the ground every play?
He's an awkward white guy.
Because he's so weak, he just gets knocked to the ground.
I can't hold it. My bones are falling apart.
Dwayne Wade's done that for the last, like, 12 years, so it's nothing new.
James Harden falls to the ground if you breathe near him.
The Pharaoh writes, who is our backup shooting guard behind Sasha since Aflalo is out? That's Galloway.
To be fair, also, though, I think Porzingis is actually falling to the ground, versus Harden and Wade just fall to the ground because they want to draw a foul on every moment of every part of the game.
Yeah, exactly.
But Porzingis, to be fair, he's a big guy. I'm sure compared to you and I, he's probably pretty strong. But compared to the NBA, he's still got to get some muscle.
He'll be fine.
Who's our backup? We need more guards.
Yeah, but it's Galloway.
I still didn't understand this.
It's clearly Galloway.
Yeah.
The Pharaoh writes, does Derek Fisher actually coach? The answer is yes, but poorly.
I mean, can you really tell? First of all, they didn't really seem to be using a triangle last night. The triangle seems to have taken a back seat.
Yeah, they're just like, nah.
Which just sounds like the first coaching decision where he's like, hey, they go to the triangle when they can, but maybe I'm going to put last season behind us and say one game in, I haven't seen any bad coaching from Fisher.
Right. In one game. Except for playing Lance Thomas right away.
Right, but I guess he went 5 for 5, so it wasn't the worst thing. More importantly, I thought the biggest decision he made right now was the starting lineup, which wasn't terrible.
Right. Okay. Alex Parrish writes, Moutier's stats in the box score looked really good against the Rockets until you noticed the 11 turnovers.
11 turnovers? So he played, what, 25 minutes? So he turned the ball over every 2 minutes.
That's insane.
Every 2 minutes, he's like, here you guys go. Here you guys go. Yeah, I think Moutier is going to be a turnover machine, which I don't think works out well most nights.
Yeah. Okay.
A bunch of these guys are going to be good. It's just a matter of who you want on this team, and I don't think I'd want Moutier turning the ball over like a madman.
No, no, you can't. I mean, they won that game, but you're not going to win games with your point guard turning the ball over 10 times a game.
Yeah, I think we can take that to the bank. I can also take to the bank that if Melo shoots 3 for 40 every night, we're going to be screwed.
All right, we're 40 minutes in. We got to pick up the pace. Emails, nyknickspodcast@gmail.com. Lorenzo writes, do you remember that Simpsons Halloween episode where Lisa is shrunk down into a petri dish and all the inhabitants of the world fully worship her? That's what it would be like if you guys come to Australia. You have no idea. P.S. Can we have an interview with the manimal, where the manimal interviews the beast? Who's the manimal?
Yeah, who's the manimal? I know who the beast is, but I don't know who the manimal is.
Was the manimal the WWE guy?
Who's the WWE guy?
Oh, that's Mankind. Never mind. He also wrote, last show, Mark asked Jay who his biggest sleeper was, then added fantasy-wise. So, Jay, who is your biggest sleeper not fantasy-wise?
Okay, go for it, Jay.
Oh, I got to pre-screen these. I'm on the spot now.
Who's your biggest sleeper? Whatever that means.
Biggest sleeper, not fantasy-wise. I'm going to go with Shabazz Muhammad. He is on Minnesota. He tore it up in preseason. Did not in game one, but I think he's going to be. I think he's going to be.
I think he's asking for your non-fantasy answer.
Yeah, I think he's going to be really good for the team, but he's not going to be good for your fantasy team.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense.
Well, because he puts up points, but like nothing else. So he's going to be a spark plug off the bench, help them win games. But if that's not a guy you want on your fantasy team,
Jay, just tell us more about your fantasies.
Lakes on a Plane said Fareed.
What?
Possibly, Fareed.
Fareed?
Fareed.
What about him?
Sleeper.
Oh, Kenneth Fareed's your sleeper?
Does Gallinari count as a sleeper since he's been injured?
Like Gallinari!
He also writes, goddamn.
Jay, I thought your original answer, the sleeper, was kind of off collar. Jay told me off the show, he said, my sleeper is Flip Saunders.
Oh, boy.
That was a terrible joke.
That was Lorenzo also writes, goddamn, who doesn't like wraps? Instead of a couple pieces of bread filling up, you get to enjoy more of the filling, and you could probably eat 2 wraps to 1 sandwich.
I'm Jay, back do you like Mexican food?
Yeah.
So you like wraps. Get over it. Move on. Move forward.
They're at least cooked. I don't like a raw, stupid, tasteless wrap.
They don't like
wrap.
You either, okay? Move on.
Just finished listening to the Draft Podcast. Let us never speak of it again. It was boring as hell, but I'm a podcast whore. I listen to anything. It probably wasn't the best idea to post that episode, given it's the start of the season. Everyone, Knicks fans, hope is up, and we're all excited, and you're trying to get new listeners, but I could be wrong. That is a good point. We originally had that fantasy episode slated for 2 weeks ago. We had a scheduling conflict, but we're doing this episode tonight to make up for it. We originally did not have an episode planned for tonight, so it all evens out. We suck at marketing. We all know.
It's pretty obvious. We don't know what we're doing. Any more emails? Twitter?
Anything else? Oh, Fareed's the manimal.
Oh, Fareed's the manimal. Okay. Have we done Fareed in the show?
No, we're going to have to develop our Fareed voice before we do that.
I'm a beast. Fareed, what do you do? What do you do? You play the defense? You don't play the defense? I do everything. I am the animal. I am the beast.
Burr. Peter writes, below are some quick takes from the game.
What's Fareed's voice going to be like, Jay? Please.
It's going to be a lot of parking. And let's just go. We got to move.
You're if the show goes 1:10, will you turn into a bumpkin?
No, but we're almost at 45, and we have so much more. We're not even close to finishing.
Okay, come on.
Peter writes, what are some quick takes from the game? Below are some quick takes from the game. Peter went to the
game.
What
are some of the quick takes?
Sorry,
the game?
I've been drinking.
Here's my answers. Did you get out of class like 12 minutes ago?
Yeah, I drink quick.
Okay.
So he went to the game. He said, not much to go on. The Bucks weren't near full strength, but they looked real good. Another Knicks team would have blown the lead in the late third quarter. That is true. Williams played, and hopefully will continue to play like someone who has something to prove. Energy and intensity was awesome, as his haircut is regrettable. As expected from preseason, will be a quick fan favorite. agree there.
Yeah, yeah. I was explaining to someone in my a colleague at work about who Derek Williams is. And her insistence is, I want guys on the team who I know. She's like, I only know Melo. I don't know who the other guys are. How can they be good? I'm like, well, we've got this guy, Derek Williams. You should sit down. I'm going to tell you about him.
If I haven't heard of him, he can't be good.
Yeah, yeah. I think she wants the team like to be Melo and like Patrick Ewing.
It's like this girl on Facebook was arguing with me that if she hasn't heard of a comedian, then he's not really a comedian. And I'm like, you've not heard of every comedian on the planet. That
if I haven't
sense.
Heard of a president, he can't run our country.
Right.
Obama, what? Never heard of that guy.
Zinger carries himself with the confidence of a much more experienced and seasoned player. Fearless and definitely trying to on the boards. Lots of room for improvement, but super positive.
Yeah. I feel like I'm feeling pretty good about him.
After that first quarter, I think he just had a little bit of jitters, and then he realized he was the greatest of all time.
Greatest of all time.
Galloway looked...
We have a lot of goats in our team.
Galloway looked great. Grant, too. You could tell both are hungry for minutes, wins, and respect.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, even if the Knicks blow it tonight, which I mean, the first half didn't go that great. Hopefully the second half was better. Either way, the schedule is pretty tough coming into the season. I'm feeling pretty good about this team. I feel like it's going to take, I mean, it's going to take a little while before they really hit their stride, but I like the initial steps.
Bojic's stat line looked better than he did on the floor, but he did hustle at least. His decision-making wasn't awful.
I do like the fact that the team seems like the team, they're going to miss a lot of shots. I feel like the shooting percentage is not going to be great night in and night out for a little while, but I feel the team is going to hustle and play some defense. And Vucevic does, can we call him the V? The V does hustle, and he's not bad on defense. All these guys are least average defenders, if not better.
He's really good at pissing off opposing players.
Versus Calderon, who makes all his opposing players really happy because they're like, oh, he's going to get out of my way while I rush to the basket.
Well, the next point was Calderon was terrible. I mean, really the worst player on the floor by a large margin.
Yeah. If he can't hit threes, then he really has no business being out there. Because that's the one thing, his one strength is that he's an excellent shooter from behind the arc. And if he's not hitting those shots, I really want him off the court.
Yep. Lopez was a non-factor, hardly noticed him on the floor, although he did help establish something of a defensive presence, but only in a vague Woodsonian East is big sense. I saw him alter a bunch of shots. I don't know if I agree with that one.
He's got 14 points tonight. He's only got 2 rebounds, which is like Brook Lopez numbers. But I feel like he's a guy who you're not going to ever see big numbers from, but they're always going to be an impact. Basically, the defense, they're always going to have better defense when he's on the court, and that's going to be – he does the little things.
He's a younger Tyson Chandler.
Yeah, there you go.
Carmelo didn't do too much, but he didn't seem to mind.
And he's got his 16th point.
But he didn't seem to mind and didn't really need to do much. Every once in a while, he seemed to be shifting into ISO Melo, and he wrote that with a 7, like Melo writes his name with a 7 mode. But he was
continuing. Why does Melo write his name with a 7?
That's part of his brand.
His brand is that he's like Toys R Us?
Yeah. But he was continually doubled.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
the thing is, the better other guys play, the harder it will be to double him, which will make a huge difference.
Yeah.
And Porzingis shoots the 3. I thought Porzingis has not missed threes.
I see Thomas had like 13 on 5-for-5 shooting, quietest scoreline I saw.
And he just got a charge. Porzingis charged. Jay, why is Porzingis playing poorly? Did you not? You weren't taking it seriously when you prayed to the basketball gods just now. Why'd you screw us, Jay?
It's all my fault. You're right about Thomas because Mark didn't notice he went 5.
Can we sacrifice your cat?
Last point, no. O'Quinn looked tired, but he did a nice job pounding the glass.
Yeah, I like what we got on this team. I'm not saying any of these guys are all stars, but I feel like we have a nice. This will be good.
That recap reminded us we are looking for writers for the New York Knicks podcast website. So if you can write recaps and you can write it coherently, email
us.
Have
you ever wanted to write about the New York Knicks? Have you ever wanted to get paid and exposure? Well, we can make that happen for you. Send us articles. We'll post them on the site. We'll get content out there. You could even put it on your resume if you want to put it on your resume, or use it to get you a job that actually pays money. Get your exposure and write about the Knicks. How's that sales pitch?
Awesome. Loved it.
You can make as much money as we do on the show.
Double what we make.
We'll double it.
Lorenzo writes.
We'd love to have writers. It'd be great. You can come on the show also and talk to us. But the more content we have, I think the better. I think fans would love to see writing from you, the listener.
Lorenzo writes, just watched the first game of the season between Bulls and Cavs. As soon as they interviewed Rose at the end, all I could think of was Jane is Rose's voice. That's actually Mark's Rose voice. However, I was thinking now that you guys are on video, if you do a Rose interview, again, it's Mark. Jay, you need to paint yourself in blackface and wear a crazy-ass wig to make it more realistic.
You know, every show where I get that question about being racist, I think when I do a show in blackface, it won't go over so well.
Same as if you do the interview with the Beast. This character is an instant classic. It would help if you actually ate garbage.
Is that Derek Rose eating garbage or the Beast eating garbage? I think the Beast. Yes, okay.
I'm pretty sure this will bring in more listeners and make you both a lot of money, allowing you to purchase a coveted Super Bowl ad for the podcast.
Oh, the Super Bowl ad. this is going to cost us $4 million for 30 seconds, Jay. Do we want to just concentrate on them buying the Knicks podcast t-shirts or what?
Gary wants us to call the Canada Tourism Board and ask what kind of wild game they have for hunting and if there are any wild beasts.
Dial the number now. Dial the number
it's
now.
It's too late. We got to do it at the beginning of the show. The
Why?
Tourism
Why
Board. Because it's 9:30.
Dial the goddamn tourism board.
I'm leaving it for
Canada,
next episode.
Dial the number?
No, we're doing it next
episode.
Come on,
dial the goddamn. Canada
next,
needs us.
Next episode.
They've got beasts in Canada.
We're
they need our
51
help.
51 minutes already. We're not even close to Lorenzo writes, hey guys, here's my summary of the first game. Kurt Rambis is Mr. Robot. Lance Thomas looks like Dave Chappelle. Derek Williams is Rick James. And O'Quinn is the new Oakley.
Yeah, I think I've heard people say that about Quinn already, the new Oakley. I don't. That would be amazing if he's the new Oakley.
Okay, so that is it for Twitter.
Do you want to do our previews? Let's do a quick preview.
Okay, let's do a quick preview.
Okay, so do you want to say who's going to beat the Beast in the East?
Okay, so I already did my – I wrote down my predictions. So
you did? I wrote mine down too. I prepared. Don't act like I didn't prepare.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so who's your – you want to start from 15 or 1?
I want to start from 1 because it's easier for me to work that way.
Okay.
Are we doing the East?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to say the best team in the East or best record will belong to the Cavs.
Yeah. 2 –
I'm going to say number 2 is going to belong to the – see, I feel like the Bulls will have a little bit of a fall off because of – well, the Wizards. I'm going to say number 2 is going to be the Wizards.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. What do you say?
I said the Heat.
The Heat. I don't think the Heat are going to be that great. Number 3 is going to be the Bulls. Even without Tibbs, they're still going to be okay because the East kind of sucks.
The East does suck. I said the Raptors.
Ooh, my number 4 is going to be the even though the Knicks beat the crap out of them last night. I guess I'll take the Raptors number 4. The Beast lives, so whatever. It's hard to like even pretend that you're gonna whatever. Number 5.
I said the Wizards.
Okay. The number 5, I'm gonna say the Knicks, number 5.
Are you serious?
Who cares? No one's ever double-checked us on this stuff. It doesn't matter what I say. It never. If you ever seen a guy like ESPN fires Mike Johnson because his predictions at the beginning of the season weren't very good.
Okay, I said the Bulls for 5.
Who cares? The Knicks are going to win the whole title. That's my prediction. I've never seen anyone ever, and not that you should be, but no one is ever held accountable for their predictions. It doesn't, and it seems like the guys with the commentators are always like, I don't know, I'm hemming and hawing. Who gives a crap? There's no consequence to whatever dumbass shit you say.
All right, 6.
I think the New York Mets are going to win the NBA title. Good prediction. If you're wrong, which you're guaranteed because it's the wrong sport, it doesn't even matter.
No repercussions.
There should be some repercussions. I would love to see them actually start firing people for getting their predictions wrong because that would be freaking hilarious. by the way, Knicks are down by 14. This is not working out very well.
Great.
okay, number 6, I'm going to take the Heat.
I had the Hawks.
7, the Bucks.
7, I had the Bucks.
The 8, I had the Hawks.
Who'd you have at 7? Heat?
The Bucks.
Oh, right. And who'd you have at 8?
Are you quizzing me less if I didn't?
No, I'm adding it to this.
Stop quizzing me, Jay.
I'm adding it to the website.
Okay, number 8, I have the Hawks.
Hawks. I have the Celtics.
Okay, well, we'll look at the stuff at the All-Star break and see who cares.
Yeah, exactly. 9?
Are we moving on to the West? Come on.
Oh, you're not doing all of them?
I don't. Who cares? Who's the last? Who's the worst record in the East?
I have Knicks at 9 and, of course, the 76ers.
You have the Knicks in predictions that are so meaningless, you can't at least have enough optimism to say the Knicks are going to be the 8th seed.
No.
Oh, I'm trying to be accurate, so I win nothing. Can't you just put them in for your damn predictions, put them in the 8th seed?
I had them in
9. Why are you such a Knick hater?
All right.
You know, if it was a Celtic podcast, you would just say, the Celtics are going to win it all because Larry Bird has got legs that go on for days.
76ers are in 15th, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Who's second worst? Okay, let's stop on the East. The 76ers is an easy answer. We know they're going to be horrendous. Even though Okafor is apparently going to get a lot of garbage points.
I think the Hornets.
The Hornets are a pretty good one. I am going to say the Nets will have the second worst record in the East.
Yeah, I had them at 13th.
Yeah, Nets, you are going to be god-awful. Our resident Nets fan, sorry, you're going to have a Barks-like season.
So for 9 through 13, I'll just write Mark doesn't care.
That sounds about right, Jay.
Okay, West.
The West. I'm going to say the best record in all of the West. I mean, I could just say the Lakers. It doesn't even really matter. But I'm going to try to be serious about this. I'm going to say the best record in the West is still going to be Golden State. I still think they got the most wins.
Yeah, I had the same.
Number two, I'm going to say a little more surprising. I'm going to say the second best record is going to be Houston. I guess not that much more surprising.
I'm going to go with the Clippers.
Ooh, that sounds wrong. number three, OKC.
Yeah, I don't trust their bench. I'm going to go with the Rockets.
Okay. Number four, the Spurs.
I'm already starting to regret my pick, but I said the Grizzlies. I don't know why I was saying that.
Okay, good pick. Number five, I'm going to say, gets a little harder here. I guess I'd put the Clippers there, number five.
I'm going with Thunder.
Number six, I am going here with the Grizzlies.
I am going with the Spurs.
Okay. Number seven, I want to go with the Pelicans. Anthony Davis, he's an MVP type player. He should get the team to the playoffs.
Wow. Okay.
You know what? And when I'm wrong, you could fire me from the show.
I'm going to go with the Mavs.
Number eight, I'm going to say the Sacramento Kings.
I must have been wasted when I made this.
What'd you say?
The Jazz. Why would I say that?
You said the Jazz?
Why would
I
say
that?
Are you
sure you weren't saying the Jazz for worst record in all of the West?
Although I think you're drunk now saying the Kings, but the Jazz is terrible. Why did I even write that down?
Yeah. That's really bad. Because you're taking this seriously. Jay, we're going to have to, you know what, we're going to talk about this at your review. worst record in the West?
Worst.
And I don't care who's the ninth seed, who's just missing the playoffs.
Lakers.
Yeah, kind of hard to argue with that one there. I do think the Suns will have a shot at the playoffs, but yeah, Lakers are going to be by far the worst. And overall, worst record goes to the Sixers. Because there's no way the Lakers are even going to have a worse record than them.
Yeah.
Okay, so we should go to Facebook questions. We have 100.
Great.
George writes, how good, I know it's in here already. It's somewhere in here. I know we got at least a message on Facebook somewhere asking for a Derrick Rose interview. So you heard about what he said recently, right?
Yeah.
He commented that his eye is still hurting and he can't really see the court.
Yeah, well, he sees the court, but he sees double.
Yeah. I see double, I see triple. I always have doubles and triple teams. People have to guard me as much as possible. But you know what? If I don't play well, Bulls fans, the thing is, I'm disabled.
You're officially disabled?
I'm sorry. I can only hear out of one ear also. I didn't tell you when I took that elbow, it also threw off my hearing. So if someone someone tries to steal the ball from me from my left side, it's just going to happen because I can't hear them coming.
Oh, that's new information.
Yeah, yeah. And my sense of smell, it's gone also, but which is actually probably helpful for playing in the NBA locker room.
Fully gone or just out of one nostril?
Out of one nostril. The nostril I use for dunking and playing well is not the one I use on the basketball court.
Are you disabled at all out of the same side, or is it just alternating sides haphazardly?
It depends on it. It's just a, you know, I have a lot of problems, and I think the Bulls should just sit me. But no, the Bulls say I'm healthy enough to be on the court. Well, I have a lot of problems. You know, my two big toes don't work anymore. You know that my appendix should probably be removed. My appendix hasn't done anything all season.
I did not know that, no.
Yeah, and I think my kidneys, they don't work as well either.
Nothing's
working, at least one of them.
Okay.
Everything's like breaking down on me. I think the Bulls should probably say, Derek, everything's okay, and I know we're paying you a truckload of money, but we care more about you, and you should have some rest. That's what they should say. But no, they're like, we need you to play, and like, cause we're paying you a lot of money. Anyway, so if you want a blind man on the court that can't smell or hear, and then whose toes don't work, fine, Bulls fans, that's what you get.
Derek, I don't even know what to say to you at this point. I mean, it almost seems like.
Congratulations. I am a courageous person for doing what I do every day, and you should get me some kind of Purple Heart they give out in the Army.
It almost seems like.
By the way, your Knicks are down by 22 points. Seems like you guys should be doing a left optimistic podcast.
Yeah, we're getting there. We're getting there. I mean, I only bought one large beer, and it's done, and the Knicks are down by 20. The day is just starting to go downhill very quickly.
Yeah, yeah, that's the way I feel like for myself. Because like in the night in, night out, the Bulls want me to play basketball. And is it fair, Jay? If you I don't know what you do for a living, but if you're like were blind or incapacitated, do you think your job would make you do your work?
Yeah, I do actually.
Oh, okay, so. Yeah, because you should just tell your boss you're incapacitated and the $25 million they pay you, they should just give you anyway. What do you do with your $25
million? Still waiting on that $25
million. Doesn't everyone get $25 million? I thought it's kind of like minimum wage.
No. You're missing 4 or 5 decimal points. Maybe 6 or 7 decimal points.
Oh, okay. Anyway, I got to go. I'm trying to see if I could... I accidentally break my knee or something. Talk to you later. And by the way, you know what? You know what's ridiculous?
What's ridiculous?
Here's what drives me insane.
What's insane?
Joel Embiid. He gets to not play for the Sixers every year.
I know.
That's bullshit.
I know. He plays a lot less than you.
He's my idol. Okay, gotta go.
All right, bye, Derek.
Okay, George writes.
So we can skip Greg's question when that comes up now.
I'm going to do an entire thing. Just act like I didn't do it before. George writes, how good were the Knicks against the Bucks? The bench was amazing. Didn't expect that. I'm glad we didn't sign Monroe. We did well with our signings. Now that we have seen a full swing of what the Knicks can do, what is your expectations now? And being realistic, are we top 8? Thoughts? I'd like to say if the Knicks – had won by 25. If we did the show instead just after the Hawk game and the Knicks hadn't got the victory against the Bucks, do you think all the questions would be about contemplating suicide?
I think so.
It's going the exact opposite of last night. At least the Bucks are legitimately a playoff contender, so I don't feel so bad, but the Hawks are basically manhandling us. I am not positive what's going on because I can only watch on my phone while we're doing the show, but it's not going well. And Mel shooting 3 for 1 million is not really helping. Are we 7 for 20? Way to go, Melo! You're back.
He hit 4 out of his last 9, which apparently is a blazing inferno compared to what he was hitting.
I know I can't tell exactly, but you know Derek Williams has played 11 minutes after scoring 24 points last night. He only has 5 points, but don't you want to give Derek Williams more minutes? I don't know. The bench hasn't gotten a lot of minutes tonight, which seems weird as the bench was so good last night. Like, Calderon's played for 18 minutes already tonight, which seems like 17 more minutes than he'd want to give him.
I mean, the bench has played more than Atlanta's bench.
Yeah, but you know that you feel like – I feel like it's different because we don't have, like, five – like, our starters, our starting lineup isn't like, this is the best we're going to be. We have more of a mixed bag here. So I feel like you might want to use a greater mix.
Can we get to Richard's question about Calderon, please?
Okay, I don't even know where that is, but
well, he's 0-5 and he's -18. So,
okay, Morgan writes. so Calderon's terrible. So, seeing how last season the Knicks beat the piss out of the Cavs in Game One and then went on the losing streak, how do you think this team matches up with the roster they started with last year, mentally and physically? I think we went through the rankings and last year's roster looked like people should be sending us money for charity, and it only got worse.
Yeah, I mean, we don't get enough credit for sitting through that entire season.
That was awful. When our two, like our second and third best players were basically Shumpert and JR, that is just god awful.
Yeah.
But yeah, we were 2-1 to start the season, and we had that big victory against Cleveland, so I guess we shouldn't get too optimistic or down yet, because, yeah. Rosera writes, can the Knicks make the finals? Sure. The Knicks can make it to the finals because they get paid enough to afford tickets.
Yeah, they can all go.
Andrew writes, my PS4 got struck by lightning the other day, so now I can't play NBA 2K16 with new and improved Knicks team. I'm so Devo. And with a smiley face, with a sad face. What's Devo?
I don't know.
It says I'm so Devo.
Devo stated?
Do we have to shorten every goddamn phrase?
I don't know. I made that up.
So Devo. My grandmother died. It was Devo. I don't believe your PS16, whatever, PS4 got hit by lightning.
I don't either.
I think you're a liar, Andrew. Steven writes, why do Knicks fans constantly overreact?
I think it just comes with decades of disappointment.
We've got this guy, Damari Carroll, and we've had him for a couple days. He's a beast! I don't know why.
I mean, think about it, though. If we won a championship like 5 years ago, I don't think we would be this like up and down game to game.
I just clicked on the replies to Steven, and both replies are basically, did you just call Damari Carroll a beast? Anyway, yeah, I think we've had such a terrible history that, or a terrible recent history, that we are hungry for anything good to happen. And if we didn't overreact to everything, we wouldn't be New York fans.
Yeah.
The Knicks have cut it to 18, by the way, so we're good to go. Harry writes, how does Mark feel about being a loser Mets fan? Harry, that really hurts. The only thing that hurts more is how the Mets actually played. I had the Met game on the TV and the Knick game on the phone last night, and the only thing keeping me from taking a butter knife to my throat was watching the Knick game, because that I can't believe the Mets have made
butter knife.
Series. Yeah, because you know what? I want to make it as painful and slow as possible. You use a regular sharp knife if you want to make it quick. A butter knife is what the Mets do to me. you think that the actually, I don't know whose history is worse, because the Mets made the World Series in 2000, and they made the playoff. The Mets history isn't as bad as the Knicks. I don't know who you think has a worse history, the Mets or the Knicks or the Jets.
It's got to be the. Oh, actually, it's pretty close. I mean, the Knicks made three finals and won one, two. No, the Knicks made four finals, right?
Yeah, they won two. They won two titles back in the 70s. Mets have won two titles. The last one was 86. They won the World Series in 2000. So the Knicks won the finals in 99.
No, the Knicks have made five finals, and
they
Mets,
made how many did they make in the 70s? Two, right? Or is it more than two?
I thought they made a third and lost.
Oh, you know, I wasn't alive then. That could be true.
So they both made five finals and lost three.
Yeah, with the Knicks,
I'm just predicting the future on the Mets here.
This is the Mets' fifth finals or World Series, and they there's a good chance the Mets aren't going to win. And you know, I have a we actually did tonight's show tonight because we're going to do it Sunday night. Sunday night is when the Mets game five is scheduled. I have tickets to go to game five, But there's a good chance I am not going to go see the World Series because the Mets will probably be swept. Because, I mean, they get – how did your team – they get you so excited having a magical season and to end the magical season by getting crushed in the finals.
I would say the Knicks have a better history because they were at least good for like the entire decade of the 90s. I don't think the Mets have ever been good for a decade.
Yeah, I would say. I mean, the Mets were actually really good in the 80s. For like the 86, 86 they were in the World Series. 88 they went to the playoffs. For a bunch of years, they actually won a lot of games. But they weren't like in basketball, you got like 80 teams going to the playoffs. And in baseball, for a little while, it was only four teams in the playoffs.
Yeah.
But you know, we're arguing which is the taller midget. The both histories suck. Okay, Carrie writes, sorry, guys. Rewriting my questions. I wrote them on reply thread, not questions. I know how important I am to the show. Thank you, Harry. That was what was that, Jay?
Nothing.
What the hell are you doing?
Nothing.
What are you doing?
It was Facebook. I turned on, apparently the noise notifications are on now.
Okay, great. Frank writes, how do you feel about Lance Thomas and Vucevic? How do you pronounce that? Can we just call him the V? Because I can't help it.
Vujicic.
Vujicic. Can't he just like Americanize his name? Like, can't we call him Vinny?
We call him Sasha.
Sasha.
Girly
Sasha.
Name. Girly name McGee.
Girly name. The bad hair McGee. What's the full name? What was this?
Stupid hair McGee.
Stupid hair McGee and Sasha. Ralph Rice.
That sounds like an 80s sitcom.
Stupid Harry McGee and Sasha. Ralph writes, will the Knicks lose a game this season?
Yeah, tonight.
It looks pretty likely.
Give it about 30 minutes. It's almost the end of the third, and they're down by 18.
They've cut it to is it 18 now?
Yeah.
My phone is like a couple seconds behind. You can tell me ahead of that. Whatever. Harry writes, who do you think has the biggest... who do you think has the biggest car out of all the whole Knicks team? He wrote car, not something else.
Who do I think has the biggest car on the whole Knicks team?
Yeah. Who's the biggest car?
Well, definitely Melo.
Okay, good. Ricky writes, because you told me not to read the stupid questions, and this would be a lot stupider question, so I try to make it a less stupid question there. Ricky writes, are you angry at me for not listening to the cast while the Knicks were the worst since... unsliced bread?
Yes.
Okay.
Because just download it and delete it. Just make our numbers like go up. It makes me happy.
Harry writes, are we winning a championship with Derek Williams?
Yeah, you just need like nine other All-Stars around him.
Yeah, we're heading in the right direction. Harry writes, I'm liking this team right now. Real talk, the second unit is no joke.
I can't wait to hear what next week's questions are like.
Ralph writes, Sasha took a flawless place in the starting lineup. He is speedy and got some steals, but Gallo has some hot shooting. Who should start next game? Why are they calling him Gallo?
Galloway.
Oh, Gallo. I'm thinking of Flalo. Yeah, Gallo. I would put Gallo over him. I like Gallo better, but
I still think it should be Grant and Galloway instead of Calderon and Vucevic.
Yeah, I think that's probably going to happen if Calderon's minus 18 every game. Lopez is minus 18 also, and Melo's minus 19.
He's also shooting 0%.
Yeah, it's helped when you he's got one assist tonight and gone 0-for-5 in 18 minutes.
That's what you want in your point guard: no assists and no points.
If you look up his stats in the per 36, it said he shouldn't be on the court for even 18 minutes.
Well, he's played exactly half of 36. So per 36, he's 4 points and 2 assists.
And 0-for-10 shooting.
Yeah, and 0-for-10 shooting.
But gets 2 steals, so there's that.
Yeah, fantasy.
Yeah. My fantasy is not to have him on the team anymore. I we're getting a little angrier now. We should have recorded like right after last night's game. Because I know. Not that we would have, but that would have been better for our moods. Scott writes, who had a better debut, Porzingis or Grant? And guess a joke and guess Jokofor missed the punchline. Dude looked good.
I mean, he did. He looked really good on offense. He did have 8 turnovers, but he had what, like 26 points?
Yeah, no, he didn't look bad. I mean, but the thing is, half the points were like garbage time.
I think Porzingis had a slightly better first game, but it was close.
Him and Grant, or
yeah, Porzingis and Grant, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I think Porzingis looked pretty good. Morgan writes, please never switch your opening music to some bullshit modern rap garbage.
Okay, we won't.
Okay. Then Morgan posts some link to homophobic men most aroused by gay male porn. Okay. Well, there you go, Jay. That's your explanation. Ralph writes, I got to give Brink some love. Your Illuminati shows were hilarious.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I get so much more excited when we get Brink Posse coming. Right, we have a comedy podcast.
I want more Illuminati to call. I feel like we can't call that guy. We need more of the people. That was so much fun.
We have a comedy podcast called The Brink of Sanity. BrinkofSanityShow.com.
Harry writes, guys, can you tell me the same direct connection Steven has to the chat? I want to feel like I matter also.
Listen, so, Steven, you know, figured it out.
Some of the listeners have been asking to become my friend, and that's what Steven did. He became my friend on Facebook and now can send me direct questions. And now I'm like, Steven sent me these direct questions. I'm like, do I need to – maybe I don't want to add these people. By the way, the Knicks are down by 11.
I've added like 3 people this week.
Should I add more people?
Here's the thing. When you send a friend request, send like a note or something. I happen to recognize these people from the Facebook group.
Yeah.
But if I don't recognize you, I'm not adding you.
So Rob and Andrew, should I confirm them or not?
Rob is not annoying on Facebook. I just added Andrew, so I can't vouch for him.
I'm going to confirm you both, and we'll see how this goes. Harry, I don't think I'm going to give you a direct line just yet, okay? Harry writes, guys, are any of you homophobic? Jay responds, I like gay porn. Is that what you responded, Jay?
No, I think you kind of made that one up.
Oh, okay, sorry. Are you a homophobic, Jay?
No.
Okay. Then why won't you make love to Larry Bird?
He keeps saying no.
Oh, that's a question for Larry Bird. Why won't he make love to you, Jay? Andrew writes, Jay, if your Porzingis hard-on is still going from the win against the Bucks, you should probably go to the hospital, just saying.
Yeah, it has been going on more than 4 hours. So that's why I'm trying to rush through this show.
Yes, yes. They say if your Porzingis keeps you hard for longer than 4 hours,
consult a physician immediately.
Consult a physician or just keep watching clips of Porzingis. William writes, can Jay smack himself for a question? Sasha Vujovic, the guys play hard and is diving out for their balls like Jay in college. LOL. Okay, great, William.
You want me George to apologize? Writes, it was one game. He's now 2-for-7. He's done nothing else.
Is anyone really that excited for Sasha? Come on.
Yeah, seriously.
The problem is now, so Atlanta Hawk fans, I know you're beating the Knicks right now, but we are undermanned. It'd be nice to have Seraphim back. It'd be nice to have Aflalo back. If we were healthy, we'd probably be smacking around right now.
Who are they missing? They're missing...
Who are the Hawks missing?
Cephalosha.
Okay, but like, so listen, none of our players got injured trying to beat up cops. So leave us alone. Okay?
By the way, Tim Hardaway Jr. is getting 0 minutes on this team.
Really? Way to try to draft pick for him.
He's not playing over Justin Holiday. That's not Drew Holiday, by the way. That's Justin Holiday.
And well, they probably saw him play and they were like, holy crap.
And Lamar Patterson, who I've never heard of, he's not getting minutes over him either.
Yeah. Hardaway, that was a dumbass trade.
Thank you.
George writes, I don't know why we trade a draft pick for him. I wouldn't even give a second round draft pick for that guy. George writes, break down rookie performances. Who was hot and who was not? Also, I think we should do a listener vote as well on who they thought had a great performance thoughts. Okay, everyone vote now.
When I'm done with school, I could actually, you know, set up all this stuff.
Okay, cool. Are you going to be done with school tomorrow?
No, so we're not doing it right now. I would say not hot would be
Who's hot? Of the rookies so far, Justice Winslow apparently looked pretty good last night.
He had a plus 26. He didn't put up great numbers, but his plus minus looked really good.
Porzingis looked pretty good, got to the line. I'm going to give Okafor some credit for getting the points, even though he got a ton of turnovers. And that's really it.
That is a good idea. After the first week, we should put up a rookie poll.
Sure. Yeah, sounds good. I think Grant is hot also.
Pauly Stein looked like absolute shit.
I was pushing for Cauley Stein for one of our drafts. The two guys I was pushing for outside of Porzingis, which I was actually never pushing for, and that was all Jay's call, I was pushing for Cauley Stein and Justice Winslow. So maybe I'm not so good at evaluating talent. I really probably bought too much into that one video of him nailing shot after shot. Grant, by the way, right now has 6 rebounds and 4 assists, which is not bad. Only 5 points.
That's not bad, though.
Yeah.
I'll take 6 rebounds. He also has 4 times as many assists as our starting point guard in one less minute.
Calderon. well, maybe in Calderon's defense, maybe he passed the ball to Melo on one of his 13 shots he missed.
Is this the last year of his contract, or do we have him next year too?
Calderon?
Yeah.
I think he's like herpes. You never get rid of him. I think he might have another year.
He's got next year too. God.
Yes. Yeah, I think.
Oh. No wonder we couldn't trade him. He's
not a bad second unit, 15, 20 minute and guy. He's not a bad.
But that's not a guy you want to pay $7.5 million to.
Well, that's clearly true. On the positive side, Derek Williams and Kyle Quinn are probably going to be by the end of the year they'll be underpaid, so that balances out a little bit.
Christ, yeah, but they're not going to be starting. This is our starting point guard.
He's not going to be our starting point guard very long, so.
I don't know.
That makes you feel better. Nick writes, is a record of 73 win season an inevitable at this point? I think so. Jay, are you going to disagree with Nick?
Tomorrow morning, Nick writes, is a record of 20 and 62 inevitability at this point?
William writes, see help, guys. This is real. My whole life I'm questioning.
Let's not do visual questions.
And there's some guy dancing. And
great. You can skip the next one, too.
Okay, you want to skip William's next question? Yeah. Guys, please help me. Guys, I went to Union Square Best Buy store.
It's a picture. Why are you reading a long description of a picture? Let's go.
Fine. William writes, has Mark participated in drive-bys? Yes. William writes, is Calderon an effing bum? Yes. William writes, besides Lance Thomas, who are you guys most excited about? Me, Williams, and Grant. I'm going to say Williams and Grant are pretty high on my list as well.
I would add Porzingis, too.
And O'Quinn. William writes, I want to give props to Jay's girlfriend for sticking with him for that citizenship. She was a real MVP.
Fucked up,
Jay?
Man. That's fucked up.
William writes, who is a bigger power bottom, Mark or Jay? Jay, would you like to give your opinion on this? Make your case.
John writes,
who was the MVP of the Bucks game? Jason Kidd for not coaching.
Derek Williams.
Derek Williams, yeah. Rosera writes, would you guys be open to trading Derek Williams for 2 draft picks? LOL, no, but I just know some idiot will say that.
Yeah, after one game.
Can we trade Melo and keep going? Listen, I'm going to package Melo and Derek Williams for LeBron and all their draft picks and Kevin Durant. I know they're not on the same teams, but that would work.
Well, Derek Williams, he posted better numbers than LaMarcus Aldridge and Tony Parker, so we could do Williams and a follow for Parker and.
Why can't anyone ever be like this in fantasy? Why can't I get fantasy?
I know.
They're like that idiotic.
Instead, I get the opposite. I got Love and Irving for Randolph and who is the other guy?
Damn. You got 2 players who are going to play a combined 80 games for anyone pretty good. Sounds like a bad idea.
Yeah, it was Irving and Love for Randolph and Klay Thompson.
By the way, LeBron was quoted as saying that we're going to run the offense this year through Kevin Love, which is dreaming, basically. I think he's like trolling Kevin Love. Rosera writes something about having farted and eating rectum. Great questions, Rosera.
Way to step it up.
Rosera writes, Mark, you need to call me on my cell phone late night when you need my love, because I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. LOL, Drake's song, it's catchy. Get with the times, mates.
Banned from the room. There will be no Drake in here. Drake is literally
Canada.
The worst.
Steven's from Canada. Steven, do you love Drake?
I was literally messaging somebody on Facebook how much I hate Drake while Mark was reading that. I'm not even joking.
Why are you messaging someone?
Because it wasn't.
What the hell's wrong with you?
It was
your energy into the show. When you have a thought you want to share, don't share it like that. Why would you do that?
It was Artie's personal Facebook page. He posted something about Drake.
I don't care what they post. You do that after the show. During the show, if I'm talking, you think of funny things to respond. I'll do the same, and it'll be a better show, as opposed to you devoting your energy to liking.
Kind of like when I say stuff and Mark watches Mets games.
The Mets are in the playoffs. They're in the World Series. Show
kind of like when I'm talking in March. And Mark is watching Mets games.
It's not March now, so
I didn't think you had anything.
Oh, Crandy, crush your ass, okay? Steven writes, you guys must be hyped about Porzingis. Is he starting? I didn't watch the Bucks game.
Yes, he's starting.
Yes, he is starting so far. That is all our Facebook questions.
Okay, we have actual emails from the Facebook page. The Facebook page.
Do you want to do those?
I am pulling them up right now. Let's see. Oh, Dustin writes, loving the podcast. So glad I found you guys on iTunes. A Brooklyn native now living in San Diego. Just curious as your thoughts on the second unit's job in game one. Williams and O'Quinn look good against a team who was supposed to be better than us.
Yeah, I would say that looked pretty good. I think the bench is going to be good. I'm pretty excited, even though they're getting beaten badly by the Hawks tonight.
But even so, the bench isn't the one getting manhandled. It's the starters.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't help. I think I'm going to say Melo has to shoot 50% for us to win most nights, or at least 40. Melo can't play poorly every goddamn night.
Yeah. Douglas writes, can you make a post about last night's game? I just want to ask what that means. Does that mean a game recap, or just a post on Facebook saying like game thread? I don't know what that means.
It probably means a recap.
Okay. Well.
Okay. Okay. Does it mean Jay's asking? Does he?
Do you want me to do work, or do you want me to just put like game thread on Facebook, which I can do, or do you want me to write a whole review? Which
basically you're asking,
I may not be able to do.
Do you want them to put a place for them to do comments during the game?
Right, right. Do you want a game thread? We can add a game thread, and you guys can comment on the website.
Or we can do recaps of the game if we get people to volunteer to write those for us.
And we could write occasional ones. It's just right now I'm going to school 4 days a week, and I want to blow my brains out. So
are you in school? I didn't know that. By the way, Jay, I have kids.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
Yeah, we're sharing tonight.
Sharing is caring.
Yeah, no, I mean, obviously we both have obligations that have made it a little harder to write the recaps. But if people want to help out with that, that'd be awesome. Let Jay know what you mean. I'm going to guess you meant an actual recap written. But if you want a game thread, that'd be fun for all us to comment in the same section. Because right now, you know, all my comments go to Twitter.
Right, yeah. Like, I know other people, other websites have... they just make a game thread and everyone comments on there. That would be great if we could get a little community going. I don't know if that's what people want, though, so let us know.
Tell us. Just explain to Jay what you want. If you want your balls cupped, you got to ask him. If you want a finger in the butt, just ask Jay. He'll do it for you.
Right. Just a tip, though.
Just a tip. If you want your Sasha, he'll give you your Sasha. I think that's – so what did we learn today, Jay?
We learned that we usually have an all positive or all negative episode. We learned today that we could do half and half.
Yeah, it's a little in between because I think Jay and I were so excited to do the show tonight and so positive until the Knicks started playing the Hawks. As what happens, our positivity gets smacked in the face by what they call reality.
Yes.
And reality is a tough thing to deal with.
We learned that the Knicks are not going to win if Melo shoots 30% or less, which we got away with in game one, but we're not going to get away with that against better teams.
Right. You know, the Bucks were supposed to be one of the better teams. Yeah, Derek Williams is 3 for 9 tonight. He's not living up to the superstar status. I'm not going to get the Derek Williams jersey I was going to get last night. I'm going to hold off a little bit on the Derek Williams jersey, and I'm not going to grow my hair to look like a total douchebag until you start scoring regularly, Derek Williams.
Derek, keep it up. If you play like you did in game one all season, we will grow dingleberry hair.
Yes, and if you want to trademark Stupid Hair McGee, we will let you have that one free of charge.
All right, our show went 1 hour and 31 minutes.
Yes, that is the shortest show we've done in a while. that is all. And you know what we did the final. Oh yeah, just do you want to do your predictions for the awards?
We'll do that next episode.
Okay, who's your MVP?
You just want to do them now?
just do your MVP. Come on.
MVP is going to be Anthony Davis.
Okay. You know who's going to be MVP?
Porzingis.
Do you know who's going to be? No, you know who's going to be the MVP, Jay?
Derek.
The Beast. End the show.
Get ready for Taylor's Oldest Time. The Beast Report.
I'm going to be MVP. I'm going to be garbage. I sleep in the gutter. It is the Beast.
Bye, love.
Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.
It's all over.
Goodbye.
It's time to go.
This is the end.
Say goodbye.